Take it off, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song, make a note of a lump that sits inside my throat.
My throat. Hey Chris, how's it going? My name is Justin Cross. I'm with Jake the Snake Craney. This is Sarcastic News Live. We've got Chris Cahill in the back. Fantastic psychic show. And then and also working hard in the back, Mindy, for us. And I know Vic's coming up later. The Skid Row Studios, I love it. It's right here. If you don't know, Skid Row Studios is right here in the heart of LA's acrylic nail district. And one of my favorite districts of LA. With me, as usual, like I said, my colleague, my life partner, but not like that. Jake the Snake Craney.
I am so glad to be here. I really feel great about tonight. I feel like it's going to be a top 10 show.
Top 10 show.
That we've ever done this week.
Well, we've done no shows this week, so we should definitely, I like it though. You
I
always
can't be
set
wrong.
The bar.
I'm always right.
When you set the bar low enough, you can always exceed above that.
Never disappointed.
Folks, we have a very special show for you tonight. This is our last one of 2013, the last Sarcastic News Live of 2013. And I think, no, yeah, it's not on. Damn it.
Oh, I wanted the crying baby there.
I know. Mindy, do we have a, we got volume on this thing, right? I just want to make sure, because I'm going to be playing sound clips like crazy. Try it. I'm not hearing it.
I'm jonesing for that crying
All
baby.
Right. We got it coming up, though.
I don't think I've ever said that before in my life.
Jonesing. I know. Where did that come from? We are celebrating the last show of the year. Tonight, we're going to do something different on the Ring of Fire. We're going to open up the phone lines because we usually close them down. But we're going to open up the phone lines. We want you to call in and tell us what was the biggest story of 2013. So in just a few minutes between the 8:15 to 8:45 minutes and or hours. We want you guys to call in and tell us what it was. Maybe it was the Affordable Care Act. Maybe the Boston Marathon bombings. Or maybe it was the Video Music Awards where Miley Cyrus could be seen humping Alan Thicke's son. Talk about some growing pains. Boom. Give us your thoughts in about 10 to 15 minutes from now. But before all of that, we begin, as we always do tonight, with the Sarcastic News Rundown. No. No, it's not playing any sound off here. I don't know. Maybe it's my phone. Okay. All right. I gotta turn on the volume of mine. So, we'll mess with that in a second. But let's get to it. Our top story tonight. You did not win $636 million. That's our top story. I understand that this may come as a bit of a shocker to you. I understand that you probably budgeted somewhere around $636 million into your Christmas shopping. But instead of a Rolls Royce December to remember, you may just have to buy your significant other that Doberman calendar they always wanted. Okay, folks, I promise you it's adorable. In other news, though, Washington has almost passed a budget. That's right. On the surface, it sounds like great news, but let's be honest. If there's one thing that Americans love, it's drama. We may say that we don't want crisis, but government is boring when things are going well. Right, it's boring. I want Paul Ryan riding into the Capitol at midnight on a horse, or Harry Reid giving a speech on the Senate floor where the man is so passionate that he is sweating profusely and in the process throwing off articles of clothing. Actually, don't do that. That's a terrible image. But in all seriousness, it's good to see that the U.S. government is functioning like the U.S. government should. I mean, even though they may be statistically the least productive in our history, and they can't pass simple and popular bills like the one following the Newtown shooting, preventing the mentally handicapped from buying guns online, at least, Mindy, they are not like the British House of Commons.
I wish the Cheddar Chance would occasionally shut up and listen to the answer.
Members can now follow the Prime Minister's advice to the Shadow Chancellor. We need a bit of order.
Yes, we need a little order. This is a place of biznatch. I'm sorry. That was my British accent, by the way. Was that the British House of Commons or a scene from Live at the Apollo? Was that clip from the Palace of Westminster or the New York Friars Club? Like, what was that? Do we? I think we have one more clip, right, Mindy?
He can embarrass himself. He can disgrace his party. But what is intolerable is that he has cynically raised the hopes of hundreds and thousands of families. Before we go any further, I must ask the Honourable Gentleman to withdraw the term that I think he used. I think I heard the term pipsqueak. The Honourable Gentleman must withdraw that term.
Have some common decency, pipsqueak.
You fussy wankers.
I can say, as a rather slight man myself, we prefer the term whippersnapper, okay? Maybe shrimp. Don't point that finger at me. Moving on, though, this past week, Fox News' Megyn Kelly made headlines when she declared that Santa Claus is white. For many, Kelly's statement about Santa being white wasn't as alarming as the affirmation that Fox News reporters wholeheartedly believe in things that are clearly made up. And just yesterday, a good friend of mine sent me an article from CNN.com, or as I like to refer to it, the most trusted name in crap that we want you to read in order to get hits on our website. Now, it's a working title. The title of this article, though, this is the actual title. Radio preacher who predicted doomsday dies. Harold Camping first inaccurately predicted the end of the world back in 1994. Since then, he's predicted the end of the world about four or five times, and despite his poor track record, he did gather many followers. Some gave up their homes, their entire life savings, and jobs because they believed that the world was coming to an end. It just goes to show, though, that even though he couldn't predict the end of the world, he was one of the strongest leaders we've seen since cult religious leaders such as Reverend Jim Jones, Waco, Texas's own David Koresh, and, of course, the popular 90s band Creed. And finally, in sports news, Old Man River made his return to the basketball court this week. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Kobe Bryant made his return to the basketball court this week. If all goes well, he'll lead the Lakers to an eighth place spot in an NBA playoff system that doesn't mean shit. And finally, one other thing in sports this week. I made it to the Super Bowl of my fantasy football league by beating Sarcastic News' own Jake the Snake Craney.
Let me clear
hold one on, thing. Hold on, Jake. I don't have a punchline except for suck it, snake. That's all I've got right there.
I'd like to point out that you beat me because of one player. As a whole, my team was excellent this week, and...
Do we have his name was, I think, Jamal Charles.
Jamal and
I think
Charles we have, decided to just score 48 touchdowns by himself.
I think we have a clip that we'll play later in the show just to remind you of that. Guys, we have a huge show for you tonight. It's something we've never done here. We're going to open up the phone lines. We close them off. We don't let people in here into our room, into our world, our circle. Let me just see. I'm going to try one more time. See if we have the... Now, no sound effects. I don't know. I've turned the volume up. I turned it up. I don't know what. But we got a great show for you guys tonight. Call in. Tell us what the biggest news story of 2013 was. We want you to weigh in. Give us a call. Jake and I have come up with some of our own. So we've got that coming for you right here on Skid Row. Right here at Sarcastic News Live. And you're listening to Skid Row Studios. Call in 800-893-9562. 800-893-9562. My name is Justin Cross. We'll be right back here on Sarcastic News Live. We're back here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross, joined with Jake the Snake Craney. Mindy's working the audio and pushing buttons and being awesome in the back. And we've got, and we're going to get you to weigh in a few minutes too, Mindy. But I think we actually, if my screen reads correctly, if I'm reading correctly, we do have a caller on. Now, before we pipe him through, I want to, because we have the Ring of Fire come up. Can you, can we do the Ring of Fire music? This is our most popular segment. People crave this. People crave this. I think we're ready for it. Oh, no, that's not. Well, it's coming up. There it is.
Offbeat clapping.
It's on beat to me. I like it. She cut it because the Cash family was suing us. They knew the show's gotten out of hand. They didn't want us taking their music. So this is a Ring of Fire where we like to discuss things in sort of a comedic fashion. Before we get going, what we've been asking people tonight and all day is, what was the biggest story of 2013? And before Jake and I get to ours, I think we have a caller on the line. If we can pipe him through on the Jack in the Box hot mess phone line. Caller, state your name.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that Mo from The Simpsons?
No, this is Charles.
Charles. All right.
Yes.
Charles.
Hello.
Oh, glad.
Hello,
Charles. Charles, you're on Sarcastic News Live with Justin Cross and Jake the Snake Craney. Tell us, what was the biggest story of 2013, Charles?
I've just got to say that the failed rollout of Obamacare in the hijacking of our government by that socialist was probably the biggest story. Hijacked twice. And the failed rollout of Obamacare.
All right, you got to specify a little bit, though. What was the hijacking?
Well, I mean, the second inauguration, the second coming of the anointed one, you were there. You know about it.
I was there. I'm in with the in crowd, Charles. I'm in with the in crowd. Let me ask, so that was the biggest story. Why do you call him a socialist? Do you really believe he's a socialist, Charles?
Absolutely. I got a mailer, a circular mailer. You're familiar with those?
Yeah.
Okay. It was a DVD about his real father. Have you seen that?
I've not seen that, no.
Well, you should check your mail.
I hope I don't get anything from you. No offense, Charles. I don't know. Let me ask you. So you got a mailer. It said that he was not.
His father is not his real father.
Who's his father?
His real father's a socialist.
Well, you know what? We appreciate the call, first of all. And I want to just say that I'm sorry you feel that way. I happen to disagree with you. I don't think he's a socialist.
What do you think he is?
I think he's a...
Put him in a box.
I'm trying to think. I mean, if I had... I would say... What would you say, Jake? What would he... He's a...
A fascist,
maybe?
Socialist.
I'm just trying to read stuff that was on the bathroom wall last night. Nazi.
Hitler.
Homophobe, but also gay. I don't know.
That's pretty common.
Well, Charles, we're running out of time, my man, but we love the call. We love you so much for calling in, and I know you're a big Sarcastic News Live supporter. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Pasadena.
The Dirty Dina.
Pasadena, okay.
Dirty Dina. That's right. There was an R.L. Stein book about our city once.
What was it? Wait, like a Goosebumps book?
Yeah, that guy.
Love that guy.
Love that guy.
Charles,
thank you.
He was a great American. I mean, really, that was the highest my reading level ever went, was with R.L. Stein.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Not going to go any higher with Common Core, I'll tell you.
Well, I, you know what? Maybe I'll have to just start reading the pamphlets and literature that comes to me in the mailers.
Absolutely. Heritage Foundation till I die. Goodbye.
Thanks a lot, Charles. Call. Charles from Pasadena, everybody. I don't know if that was Vic from the green room, but man, I like that.
That was great. That started to get like I Know What You Did Last Summer voice there at the end. It was like, you better watch your mail.
I didn't want to offend him, but I just didn't want to get a mailer from him. I think we got another call here on the Sarcastic News Hot. Do we have another one? On the thank you for calling. State your name. You're calling the Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line on Sarcastic News Live. Who are we talking to?
This is Joe Clavvy.
Joe Clavvy. Oh, Joe Clavvy. We don't know
What's
you.
Up, guys?
We got, no, don't act like we know each other. I
just got excited.
I told you to call in. Come on, this is all random. This is funny you call in on our last show of 2013, Joe. Tell us, first of all, what was the biggest news story of 2013, in your opinion?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I don't follow, I'm not really up on the news too much, but there, every once in a while, there is a story or a story that I'll get interested in and follow, and that happened two times this year.
Oh, yeah? Okay, all right.
Well, the first one was that Snowden thing.
Good. Wow, didn't think about that earlier. Okay, yeah, the Stone. Okay, yeah.
I really got into that. I mean, it was like, you know, interesting as, you know, whether he's a vigilante, like which side of the line you're on, you know?
Which side of the line are you?
He's a hero.
Yeah, was he a hero for you, or was he?
I don't know. And then the story just kind of petered out.
Yeah. Well, he's in Costa Rica now or somewhere. I don't know. I think he has a
just
pro
surfing.
Yeah, he's got a pro surfing career. So did you, I mean, which side of the line did you fall on that one? You thought maybe he was a hero at first, or?
I don't think he's a hero. I think the guy kind of always struck me as a little bit bad news, you know?
Yeah.
But who knows, you know? We'll never know the whole story.
What was the other one that caught your attention?
The other one that I got into, and this one will probably not make anybody's list, but that sailing race where the USA came back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It's not going to make anybody's list. Maybe yours. I thought you were going to hit me with something like, oh, there's Snowden, and then there's Snowden's stripper girlfriend. Like, I would have been like, yeah, yeah, that's a good follow-up.
That was a hell of a comeback, though.
You guys want an interesting story.
No, we want the most boring shit you've got, Joe. Yeah, give
us
something
crazy.
Comeback.
It was one of the greatest comebacks in sports history.
Absolutely.
You're right. No, you're right. You're right. And I apologize for berating my caller.
I don't really know much about, you know, that kind of sailing, but it seemed pretty impressive, man.
What do you think we'll remember when we think about 2013? What's the story that, I mean, if there's one story you think about that happened, is it the Snowden story, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act? What is it exactly? Boston bombings?
There's got to be some tragedy. Is this world news?
Kanye West. Did you just say Kanye West was the biggest story of the...
Is this world news or U.S. news?
Anything. What are we going to remember 2013 for?
I'll probably remember it for... Maybe... is Hurricane Sandy last year?
Yes, it was. It was last October.
But that's late 2012.
No, you're right, though. I think, you know what? That actually brings up a good point, because I think...
Well, it could be the typhoon, though, in the Philippines is what you might be thinking of globally.
I was trying to think of tragedies, because I felt like I would look like the least amount of a jerk if I just named the biggest tragedy, you know?
No, but I think that's how a lot of people view tragedies and world events, too. They're like, well, it had to be somewhere in that. It was somewhere after 2005, but before 2020, right?
When was 9/11 again?
That should be, we should have the year on the end of that. 9/11/01.
Just to reference. People have to use mnemonic devices to remember. Well, Joe.
What else is up there?
I think the Philippines, I think you've got, I think we said it earlier, but Miley Cyrus is twerking.
The Syrian conflict.
Mm-hmm. Syrian conflict, the iPhone 5C, because it's in color now.
The gold one.
Okay. Isn't there some stuff happening in Korea or something?
There are some fake threats. Dennis Rodman, I guess, really made a name for himself this year.
Kim Jong-un executed his uncle.
I heard, yeah.
Just Kim Jong-un. He's my favorite of the Kim Jong.
Of the Kim Jong.
One more time. Now, we should mention real quick. We're gonna probably take a. We're gonna probably introduce our own topics. But Joe, I just want to say real quick, thank you for calling in. And Joe, if you don't know, we've got a lot of listeners listening to the show. I mean, very popular what we do here. And Joe is a comedian in town. I know he's worked at a name drop, but he's a. You know, he was a. I think you were the executive producer of The Simpsons. Is that right?
Right. And climbing.
You did, yeah. Joe, thank you so much for calling. We want you in studio sometime, okay?
Hey, I'd love to come by.
All right, we'll come on by. We're not holding you back, so. That's Joe Clabby, everybody. He's a good friend of the show, a good man for calling in. Thanks so much for sharing.
All right, thanks, guys.
Joe Clabby, everybody. That's great. We got two calls. We got Charles and wherever the hell he was from.
Phone lines are lighting up.
The backwoods.
This is just overload on the system here.
We got another one calling in. I mean, look at this. Do we have another one? All right, let's bring in one more, and then Jake and I are going to share our caller. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jim, Santa Fe Springs,
hey,
man cave.
Hell yeah! Hey. Hold on, let's see if we got this for you. Hold on, Jim. No, I'm still not. I was going to do the sexy crowd cheer on my computer.
Jim Sanchez.
Don't have the sound effect, but how you doing, Jimbo?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Fantastic.
Good, man. Give us the biggest story for you of 2013.
Well, you know, a personal story. My daughter loves seeing One Direction. That was huge for her this year. I think they're a bunch of fruitcakes, but you know, we won't go there.
You took my biggest moment. You took it. That's what I was going to say.
It's a good thing the show isn't politically correct either, Jimbo.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. No, you were talking about like the Jimmy Buffett song, Fruitcakes in Paradise.
Exactly.
I hear you.
And I think another story, since I'm a private pilot, was that the Asiana crash in... So, you know, that always kind of riveted me a bit. And, you know, I felt bad because it was a loss of life. But there was another part that maybe you might be interested, since you're both in broadcasting, is that story that the San Francisco television station broadcasted that the FAA gave them some information. They didn't even review it, and they just aired it. I got a little soundbite here for you. Here you go.
All right.
Here we go.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots aboard Flight 214 when it crashed.
I know, that's politically incorrect.
I don't care. That was awesome.
Keep it classy, Santa Fe Springs. Keep it classy. With a K.
It was tragic, lost a life, but the fact that a television station didn't even read the script before and just broadcast it, that to me was kind of funny.
Well, we do. You can't read Asian names and not give it a laugh if you're in America.
I'm just glad they said Holy Fook and not what most of us would have said.
Jim, thank you so much for being a loyal listener. I like it. You're playing it a little loose tonight. I like that. That's 2013. End of year. We're celebrating the year. So thanks for calling in, Jimbo.
All right, you guys.
Tell the wife and daughter we say hello.
Good year.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, Jim.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you in 7 hours. man, the phone lines are lighting up. We got another caller.
It's loose tonight. It's just pants off in here.
We're going to pipe through another one on the Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line. You're calling Sarcastic News Live. Listener, where are you calling from and what's your name?
Hey, I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida. The name's Bob Owen.
Oh,
Bob Owen.
Right.
Bob Owen, never heard of you before. Glad you're calling in. First time, long time, I'm imagining.
Long time listener, first time caller. Am I on the air right now?
Yeah, great to hear from you.
You're live, baby. You're live on Sarcastic News Live.
Oh, my Lord. Well, I had to think of a story real quick. So I turned on conservative talk radio and then NPR. And the only thing they could seem to agree on today was that the markets rebounded and went to all-time highs on the news that the Fed will start tapering quantitative easing. So that's not good radio, but that's a good sign for the macro economy going forward.
Well, whatever you just said is awesome. And actually, you know what? Your call came in a perfect time after Jim from Santa Fe Springs called in and sort of made fun of Asians. Thank you so much, Bob Olin, for calling. Now, what does that mean? Now, you seem like an expert on this. So what does that actually mean for the economy going in 2014?
You know, I just spent a lot of time sitting in my car instead of actually going into work. But what it means is that the markets are now responding and saying that the Fed can stop basically injecting money into the economy to buy up, you know, mortgage-backed debt and bad bonds, and that the markets will continue to improve going forward as the Fed continues its promises to stop printing money, basically. When the Fed goes out and buys these bonds, they have to print the money to buy them, and that's just injecting free cash into the economy. So we're going to see an interest rate increase, too, which I guess as a consumer means that hopefully we'll see on the bank end a little bit of an interest rate increase in our consumer accounts. Unfortunately, it means that the refinance boom is coming to a close. But that's all I've got to report on that matter.
Wow. Well, next show, Bob, we'll have you call in and talk a little bit about a company that some people may or may not be familiar with called Blackstone. Which I'm not sure if you're familiar with them. They were a heavy metal band during the 80s. But I think I'd love to get your opinion on them. But thank you so much. That's good news.
Yeah, of course. Congratulations, guys. It's great. You're a long-time listener for real. First-time caller. You guys are awesome.
Hey, great to hear from you, Bob.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Thanks a lot. Yeah. We definitely want you to call in 2014. So thanks a lot again for calling in.
Of course. All right. Have a good night.
Bob Olin calling in from Jacksonville, Florida. God, they're lighting up tonight, guys. They're lighting up. We got another one. We're going to pipe him through. I mean, I wasn't going to play it this loose, but God damn it. I mean, this is what's, you know, the people want to speak on 2013, and I want to know, we've got a caller coming in? Yeah. All right, caller, where are you calling from, and what's your name? On the Jack in the Box Hotness.
Hi. It's Kara from San Francisco.
Kara from San Francisco.
Hello, caller.
Big fan of the show. She tweets us at Sarcastic News 1 all the time.
We don't appreciate the hate mail, though. That's uncalled for.
Seriously.
I'll stop.
Why did we just, literally, Jake, he brought it in today. He goes, look what we got from Kara in San Francisco. And it was literally just a Ziploc bag full of pubes. And I thought that was really unnecessary.
So you didn't get the anthrax yet?
Well, I didn't know that. I thought that was dandruff.
Ooh, I thought I snorted that. Yeah. It's not the best idea.
Kara, what was your biggest story of 2013?
This was really hard. I was wavering between Kim Kardashian waxing her baby's eyebrows or the fact that we're now cloning stem cells. I don't know. You pick.
I hadn't heard about the waxing the eyebrows thing. That is atrocious.
Have you not listened to the news today?
No, that is awful. Why would you wax a baby? They're already, like, clean and shiny.
Especially their bottoms.
Well,
yeah, I think this is actually a larger issue in our society. We should stop waxing babies.
What are your thoughts on cloning stem cells?
My thoughts on cloning stem cells, I think it's terrifying and that we're going to start cloning humans.
I don't.
That's about it.
No, well, but don't you think that's good that they're able to do that in order to do more cancer research and more, not just cancer research, but medical research in general?
That's what they say they're going to do, but the people who are going to fund it are probably not the people who are interested in cancer research. They're probably going to be more interested in marketing it to the wealthy. And I think that what's going to happen is that it's going to be used for really silly purposes, like choosing genetic makeup of our children and cloning them.
So you think that stem cell, being able to clone stem cells is a matter of the rich basically being able to want to live longer, look more beautiful, and not of medical research?
Well, the people in Oregon who did it, they're claiming that it's for, you know, tissue, regenerating tissue and things like that, but there haven't been any regulations in the United States yet, and a lot of other countries have done that. So the fact that they've come out with this before those regulations does not bode well for what the researchers intended it to be used at, or I'm going to say intended in quotation marks, because who knows where their funding came from.
I didn't see your quotation marks, so I don't believe you. Well, you know what? That's interesting. I guess in 2014, let me ask you this. In 2014, do you think it starts to get regulated and then, you know, it would be used for medical purposes?
If regulation happens, it's very likely, but I'm not going to hold my breath until we see those regulations.
Sometimes you got to put the put the cart before the horse.
We should bring this up as a topic for one of our shows in 2014, I think.
Good call.
It's a real hot button issue.
What we're doing is we're actually just crowdsourcing our topics for our next show. So
I've got a list.
Thank you. Well, Kara, thank you so much for your call and your dedication. I know you're a long-time listener, first-time caller here to Sarcastic News Live.
And every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. She watches, she listens and she watches on the show.
We love it. We love it. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in.
Kara, if you could set up a webcam in your room, we'll watch you. Can you do that?
I already do that. You want the address?
Well, I think Charles, who called in our first caller, would love it. He'll send you a mailer and some
terrifying.
Other things.
That was not a real person, was it?
I don't know. I wouldn't put it past our listeners. Kara, thanks so much for calling in.
Bye.
Have a good night. That's great. Wow. Well, it's flown by. We only got 23 minutes left in the show. Do we have another
goodness.
Call? Do we have another call? Mindy's just sitting there going, fuck, when am I going to get my turn? No. Okay, good. We have a break in calls. The lines have been blown up tonight.
What do we do now?
I think we play our own clips.
Perfect.
I was going to go to a break, but why not? Let's keep this rolling,
roll
baby.
Through this thing, yeah.
It's like the Mississippi. Let's just keep it rolling. Rolling. Mindy, do you have a, can you play our first Ring of Fire clip, actually? Okay. And I think this is one of yours.
This is my story for 2013.
This is your story. Biggest story of 2013, Jake the Snake Crane.
Free at last. And I stand therefore before you humbled by your courage. With a heart full of love for all of you.
So as you know probably by now, that was me.
My grandfather.
That was me addressing a plate of fries that I was very fond of.
Free at last, fries.
No, so that was my biggest story of 2013. It was the passing of Nelson Mandela, and it wasn't the occurrence or the event itself. I think in many ways that might have actually been a relief. I mean, he's 94.
Yeah.
He had been very sick and probably in quite a bit of pain. But I think the, quote, biggest story is because, you know, it was a reminder that it gave the world of his impact. You know, he was a real global icon. And he was the perfect example of the power of peace and goodwill. And now, since there was absolutely nothing funny about that, I'd like to add a second. I'd like to add a second clip, if I may.
Like, there's a mandatory. We have to be funny.
I'd like to just go ahead and play a second clip, if you don't mind.
Okay, Mindy, you got the second clip here from Jake the Snake Crane, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay.
Sure. There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
It's Sting is going to do, it's a video, Sting video.
Okay. What is...
For credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is a...
Okay. In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
And if you were watching on SkidRowStudios.com, I was the latter part of that. I was actually reenacting some of it. That was actually some people think that's Bill O'Reilly. That was actually me, and that was Jake the Snake Crane in the background trying to produce. And
it went really wrong there, and I don't appreciate what you said.
Well, I mean, listen, we're friends, you know, on and off the camera,
loosely.
You know, tomatoes, tomatoes. All right. That was not from 2013.
It wasn't from 2013, but I wanted to add a little bit of lightheartedness to the passing of Nelson Mandela, because there's no real way to put a funny spin on
it. And I'll say this, too. Some people brought it up like, well, was that really a surprise that Nelson Mandela passed away? I mean, he was 95 years old, right?
Doesn't have to be a surprise.
You're right, and I agree with that. I think that's one of the... He represents, obviously, everything he represented. His story was ridiculous, and ridiculously amazing, and I think we can all agree... to the average person, I think we've all realized that when you look at Mandela's life, none of us have done shit. So, not at all. Now, I had my own, before we go to a quick break here, I had my own clip. Mindy, do you have that clip? Excellent. This is my clip.
Litigation will be starting shortly. I've had enough. That's why I warned you guys yesterday, be careful what you wrote. Okay, so that's all I have to say for now. And the next thing, I want to call Mayor Britannia in Hamilton. and tell them that we're going to have to spank their little tiger cats. Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondek. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy, Olivia Gondek. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
It's all right.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
We might be going live.
I love that guy.
That's the best part. The reporters are just going like, I can eat for a month now. No pun intended. That's, if you don't know, that's Toronto Mayor Rob Ford, who is still Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
God bless that guy.
That man was, I do think that may be one of the biggest stories. It's not that serious, but the fact that you have a mayor, like somebody who has a, you know, he's a mayor of Toronto, and he just, everything. The guy is like he's funnier than I could ever be. That's
he's
for damn
hilarious.
Sure.
And it's great because he's like, He's like, yeah, I did crack, but guys, it was in one of my alcoholic blackouts. Come on.
Come on. We all have a mulligan, right? Come on. And before we have a couple minutes here, then I want to go to break. Mindy, what was your biggest? Did you have a biggest story of 2013?
No, but I was going to say what I feel like your guys' biggest story was.
What's that?
The first 3 weeks I did sound for you guys, your main story was Anthony Weiner.
Weiner
jokes.
That's a great, you know what?
By week three, I was like, man, these guys like Weiner.
And you're still saying that today.
Yeah, yeah.
Aww.
Or you're just like, man, they have no material except Anthony Weiner jokes.
Well, I mean, infinite Weiner jokes. You can't go.
You're right.
You can't run out.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
That's a great one right there. Because I, you know, it's funny when you recall, you know, we should get a yearbook and just have everybody sign on our cracks. Because that's funny. I totally forgot about how
2013 in review.
The beef shredding
days and the the Syrian hamster days. Guinea pig or hamster?
Hamster. That is my life.
I get a feeling that we're all just gonna get drunk and pass out right here as the kink show is going on around us. We're just gonna pass it. They're just gonna let it roll this time.
So. Oh, you know what happened last week after you left?
No, what was it? What was that?
Did you sanitize the table?
Fisting right where your face is.
That camera? Yeah.
Guess where that camera was?
Oh yeah. Ugh. Take that, snake.
Right after you. Got-
yeah. All sang line to you, my baby.
And you wondered what that smell was.
Are you serious? That really happened?
Yeah, I got to film.
You filmed?
It was interesting. Well, I ran the video just like I do with your show.
Here's why that's amazing. Because, well, okay, somebody got fisted. That's amazing. But the second part to that is I remember the first time I ever walked into Skid Row Studios and I go, hey, Jeremy, can we curse and maybe like have a beer? And he goes, yeah, what are you talking about? People like get high and like a girl got fisted right over there in that corner. And so for the first like four shows, I kind of would joke about it. And I haven't said anything since because people were like, Justin, you're getting carried away with the fisting jokes. And then it all comes full circle like it should.
Mindy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is that why there's a 90% empty box of Kleenex right next to me?
It could. I don't remember if Kleenex is reviewed.
I will be bringing the Clorox wipes next week.
Oh man!
Oh,
well,
great.
I think I want to take a quick break, and we got a little fun game. We're gonna wrap up with wait. I have no fucking idea. If you guys want to call in at all, tell us what the biggest story of 2013 was. That was a great run we had on this Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line right there.
Lighting up.
But 800-893-9562. If you're nervous, you're shy, give us a call. It's real easy. 800-893-9562. We got about 14 minutes left on the show, guys. So if you want to do it, make it happen. You're listening to Sarcastic News Live. We'll be right back. We're back here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. I'm with Jake the Snake Cranny. First of all, I want to issue an apology to Jim in Santa Fe Springs. My apologies. As you may know, as if you listen to the show, I don't actually listen to what you guys say. Okay. Jim was not making fun of, and I apologize to anybody out there. He wasn't making fun of the Asian names. He was making fun of the news reporters not reviewing the script, which had made up Asian names. My apologies. This is Sarcastic News, and apparently I don't understand sarcasm very well. So my apologies to you guys on that. But moving on here, we have, guys, I want to thank everybody who's called in. We've had they've been lighting up tonight here on Sarcastic News Live. And we have our very popular game called Wait, Wait, I Have No Fucking Idea. And with that, Jake the Snake Crinny.
Thank you so much. And as we reflect on 2013, we're going to have a little preview of 2014 with this game. So it's not going to be a factual trivia game as always, but we're going to just kind of dive into some questions here. Are you ready?
All right, let's do it. It's just you and me.
Okay. Question one. In 2013, we saw 6 more states legalize gay marriage, bringing the total up to 16. By the end of 2014, how many total states will have legalized gay marriage?
So what's
less than 20 or more than 20? We're currently
total.
At 16.
I know that Hawaii's not on. They haven't done it yet, right?
Didn't do that much research.
I'm going to say we'll break 20. I think we break 20. What do you say?
I certainly hope so. It's going to be a lot tougher to get those southern states. So once we, you know, it's going to start to slow down at some point. Then there's going to be some sort of tipping point. But I'll go ahead and say we break 20.
Let me ask you this follow-up question. What state in the South, first state in the South to legalize gay marriage?
First state in the South is going to have to be probably Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. There's so much. It's like a melting pot down there. I think that, you know, the rest of the South
especially,
is a little bit more uniform.
Especially Ocala.
Oh, well, that's a different kind
They've
of melting
pot. Horses and white people and horses and white people. It's I don't know. So you think Florida. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Unless it'll trickle down from the northern part of the South. I don't know.
Name one other state in the South you think that does it. I just.
Would you consider, like, Virginia the South?
Yeah.
Maybe North Carolina?
Yeah. I'd say, you're right. You're right.
Somewhere in there? I don't know.
Don't use logic on me. All right, I'm ready for your second question.
Second question. 2013 was another year with plenty of political scandals, including San Diego Mayor Bob Filner, Toronto crack mayor Rob Ford, who we heard from earlier, and Anthony Weiner showing girls his wiener. Two questions here. How many of these three men will be serving in public office by the end of 2014? Mm. And how many political scandals like this do you expect in 2014? Ooh. More or less than 5?
When you say political scandals like that, you mean sex scandals?
Yeah, let's go with sex or drugs. Or, like, maybe an adultery
can
thrown in there.
Can we put rock and roll in there just to complete the truth? Like, can Mick Jagger get elected for something?
Breaking news, Mitt Romney has a rock band. And it sucks.
And an erection that won't go away. So how many, I think the question was how many of them will still
be
in office?
Yeah, how many do you
think? Bob Filner, Anthony Weiner.
And Toronto Mayor, well, who's still in the office.
Yeah. They're having a special election on him.
Mm-hmm.
Weiner isn't in office.
He's trying to get back in, though.
Like, what office, though?
I don't know. Comptroller or something. I don't know.
Like, really? Like, just an
He's
office?
He's trying to get back in somewhere, yeah.
Like a casting couch office? Like, what? All right, and then who is it? Bob Filner? Is Bob Filner still?
No. He got tossed.
I want to say zero, but I'll say one of them gets in. Okay. I think it's going to be Weiner. I think Weiner gets office.
Okay. And how many fresh scandals do you expect throughout the year?
Fresh scandals.
Five or less? Four or less.
Well, we had this. I feel like this year was a big year for sex scandals.
A lot of scandals.
Sex and drug scandals.
Yeah.
I say we cool off. It's, we're starting to head into more of an election time frame, mm-hmm. you know, the election cycle. I'll go under 5 scandals.
Okay.
What about you?
17. 17 scandals.
Well, I love that. My favorite drug scandal was when they caught, I don't know if you know, they kept like a, they went to the, it was a Democratic senator from like, or congressman maybe from like Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And he had, I think Jefferson was his name or something. He had like in his freezer, just tons and tons of like cocaine, like just housed in there.
There's going to be something like that.
Here's what I'm going to go with. I don't think it's quantity. I think it's quality.
Juiciness.
I think it's going to be like somehow Alex Rodriguez is going to do a horse trade with a senator, and they're going to find like PEDs in some guy's refrigerator.
Okay.
Well, I thought.
I look forward to that.
All right.
Last question. Moving on. In celebrity news, Miley Cyrus continually dominated headlines in 2013.
Whatever the question is, yes.
Which teen star will dominate the headlines most in 2014?
Melissa Joan Hart.
She's like 30 now.
Oh, really?
So, is it will it be A, Miley Cyrus again, B, Justin Bieber, C, someone brand new to the scene that's going to shake things up, or D, Justin Cross?
Well, I'm not a teen. But then, first of all, how old is Justin? Isn't he out of his teens by now?
I think he's like 19. I think
he's
hanging
gotta be 20.
I think he's hanging in the teens, just being a real D-bag.
I want to say there's going to be a new one.
A new one, okay.
This is my boldest claim of the night. There's going to be a new celebrity star, a new celebrity teenage star that's going to rock the headlines.
Okay.
I think Miley will have her usual twerking, or she'll get pregnant or something, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think there's going to be a completely different star on the scene. What do you think?
Okay. I'm gonna bet that Jonathan Taylor Thomas reemerges.
They're not teenagers. What's wrong with you? I was joking when I said Clarissa Explains It All.
Zachary Ty Bryan's going to come back on the scene as a fresh 16-year-old and do some shit.
I still think that one of the Savage Brothers, there's another Savage Brother.
You know? A long-lost Savage Brother?
Yeah.
Like Mickey Savage?
There's Ben Savage. There was Fred Savage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mickey Savage. Like, the parents they're Catholic, you know?
Yeah.
They decided to have a kid, you know, like, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to... Those are hard-hitting questions, OJ.
You know what? I prepared.
I like that. Did you have a fourth one just in case we needed to fill time? Because we may need them.
I can throw another one at you. Ready for this?
What else you got?
This year, obviously, one of the huge stories was the Obamacare rollout plan and the kind of the debacle that was the website.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen to this in 2014? Will the website be fixed and Obamacare go into effect and be viewed positively?
Yeah.
Will the website continue to have problems and Obamacare will have a negative connotation?
Mm-hmm.
Will there be a major international conflict that will put healthcare on the back burner mm-hmm. in the public eye, or none of the above?
What was B? This is like a normal...
website continues to have problems and it's viewed very negatively.
And A was like, hey, it's going to work out well, right?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be... I'm going to say B. I think there's going to be... I think it's going to be a combination of B and A. I don't know if I can do combinations, but I think it's going to be B and A. I think there's going to be... the year will not define the Obamacare website. Basically, it's going to... The first 3 to 6 months mm-hmm. is going to be issues and backlash and that kind of thing. People will get more used to it, but it will come back to be an issue as election year approaches. And you're going to start seeing people run. It's going to be something people run for or against, probably against if you're a Republican. I think it will grow in popularity, but there are going to be people who I think it's still going to have glitches. I think it's going to take some time. It's a big thing. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's all going to be overshadowed when Mark Paul Gosselaar, also known as Zach Morris, comes back onto the scene and he really kind of takes the public by storm.
I like how you're using the year of 2013 to bring back all of your high school crushes.
Zach Morris, come on, guys.
Well, and I'm noticing there's a pattern of dudes going on. There's Zachary Ty Bryant. I mean, just it was literally
I don't know what to say, Justin.
The TGIF lineup that you're going with.
Keenan and Kel reference in there somewhere?
I think I saw the other night on, I was like, John Stewart or Colbert or somewhere. They had, who was the dad from Winslow?
Oh, Reginald Bell Johnson.
Yeah, he was playing. I was like, wow. Like,
that's amazing.
That guy? He's still working. Baby. We could get him on our show, I think.
I think probably.
Maybe that's our goal for 2014.
Reginald Bell Johnson, if you're listening, you are our goal for 2014.
guys, we just have a few minutes left here, and I want to take this time here to say, first of all, thank you to Skid Row Studios, to Mindy, our last show of the year. We started in late March. And I don't know, how many shows have we done? Like
2,000 strong.
2,000 shows. We've crammed a lot into a short time frame here. It's like me. Because I'm short. But we've really enjoyed our time, and I've really enjoyed Jeremy for helping us out, making it happen. All the other shows are awesome. And Mindy, thanks so much. She's worked with us a lot. The late, great, who was that guy who used to do our show? You remember that one dude?
Nick.
Nick. I'm sure he's out there somewhere on a Greyhound bus.
Not listening to this program.
Not listening. But we've had a great time, and we want to give it a special thanks to all of our loyal listeners. Some of them called in tonight, like Kara and Jim in Santa Fe Springs. And Jim, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you look bad. I was the one who looked bad. I'll take that one.
Let's not forget Josh and Allison in Austin.
Josh and Allison in Austin and Matt's friend and Baba Lynn. All the people calling in. I know Pat Miller, he's from Jacksonville. He calls in.
Bruce from Schenectady.
We got a new guy named Charlie in Pasadena. I didn't know that guy listened to the show. I like how he was the opening call. It was just like after that, we can't be scared anymore. So
only where to go from there is just like, this is Rusty from Torrance.
Yeah. But we've had a great time. We got a lot more coming for you in 2014. We do. We're going to get big name guests. I know we've had some awesome ones this year, and we want to thank all of them.
A lot more in-studio performances coming your way.
A lot more in-studio. Maybe some fisting. Who knows?
It's a possibility.
We'll see what happens. And we've got a lot. So check out sarcastic-news.com. We've got new content every day in our Twitter feed at sarcasticnews1. We have updates all the time, guys, all the time. Usually just promoting ourselves. But we have funny little feeds that go up all the time. And we got more coming at you. So listen in, watch us, follow us, do all that kind of stuff. And listen to all the shows on Skid Row Studios because they're pretty awesome. My name is Justin Cross. For Jake the Snake Craney, for our loyal Sarcastic News Crack Squad, Kareem the Dream, moonlit for us for a while. Hope he's listening somewhere. He'll be in hopefully at some point. Matt Sugar Mills, Kat Radley. We've got a bunch of people who've joined us over the time, and we really appreciate it. So thanks a lot, guys. My name is Justin Cross. You've been listening to Sarcastic News Live. We'll see you next year.
I've been here for 28 years, padding spread beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby Jean.